Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 through 9.
今天我们的经文 是在哥林多前书第一章第一到第九节。
We will first read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会用英文来体验的方式读，然后用广东话来读。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. Let's read verse 9 together. God, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful.
哥林多前书第一章第一节，奉神旨意蒙召着耶稣基督之徒的保罗。 同兄弟所提名，也就在哥林多神的教会，就住在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召作圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我们主耶稣基督之名的人，耶稣他们，也是我们，愿因为平安同父神我们的父，并主耶稣基督归于你们。 又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备，正如我为基督所赐，所以心里得以坚固，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的。等候我们的主耶稣基督显现，在那必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可暂停。一齐读，神是信实的。 你们原是被他所指的，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
God bless the readers and hearers of His Word. The title of today's message by Reverend Wilson Chang is Hope for the Church.
今日讲到的题目是教会的盼望。
The children may be dismissed for children's worship.
These nine verses that start the letter of Paul to the Corinthian church is probably the most encouraging words in the Bible.
这九节经文是在哥林多前书，是保罗写给哥林多教会的书信，可能是圣经里面最具鼓励性的经节。
It's written to Christians who are a mess.
是写给那些生活一塌糊涂的基督徒。
And I'd like to look at these verses with you in the light of our church, Grace Church.
我们想在我们的教会里面去看，同你们一起去看这段经文。Because
though we are different from the Corinthian church, in some sense we're the same.
我们可能同以前的哥林多教会不同，但其实在某程度上面我们是一样。And
so if I had to summarize these nine verses in one line, I would say it's about the powerful grace of God in His church.
如果我要总结这九节经文的话，我用一句说话就是神福音的恩典的大能在他的教会里面。
And I'd like for you to consider with me this morning the need the amazement and the hope.
我想你同我一齐去睇三样嘢，就系都需要呢个惊奇同埋嗰个盼望。
You know, I think you would agree with me. We live in a day and age of confused thinking and messy living.
我想你，我谂你都会同意，我哋活喺一个年代系我哋嘅思想系好混乱。
And I think you would also agree with me. The church is not immune to these problems.
同埋我哋嘅教会无可避免受你哋呢啲问题嘅牵连。
How could we be immune? We're human beings too, right?
我哋点会冇关系咧？因为我哋都系人。
But in order for the church to accomplish what God calls it to be,
但如果我哋教会要成就神叫我哋做嘅嘢嘅时候
，it needs to be a healing agent in the world.
我哋要喺呢个世界里边作为一个医治嘅一个媒介。
It's living corporately together. I'm talking now. It's living together.Needs to demonstrate to the world what life is about.
我哋一齐生活嘅时候，我哋俾呢个世界睇到我哋嘅生命究竟系乜嘢。
And so when the church is thinking and the church is living go astray,
如果当一个教会佢哋嘅思想、佢哋嘅生活系走歪咗嘅时候
，we can't function as God calls us to function.
我哋就唔能够好似神呼召我哋喺呢个世界上作出呢个功用。
We are called to be salt and light for the world, says Jesus in Matthew 5.
耶稣在马太福音里面第五章讲话，我们要成为这个世界的盐和光。
Salt in the past was used as a healing agent.
在这个经文里面，这个盐就好像一个医治的媒介。
Light is to show us the way.
而这个光就让我们看到这个道路。
Jesus' words say we need, as a church, to be salt and light.
耶稣叫我们，我们作为一个教会，要成为光，成为盐。
But the Corinthian church struggled mightily with this.
但是哥林多教会在这件事情上面有很大的挣扎。
You see, the Corinthian church was immature in their faith.
哥林多教会在他们的信心上面还没成熟。
And you know what the sad part is? They didn't think so.
但是悲哀的是他们没有想到这个问题，他们以为不是。
Because their thinking was muddled, was confused.
因为他们的思想被混乱。
The church is supposed to be a healing agent, a beacon for truth.
教会要成为这个世界上医治的一个媒介和一个真理的曙光。
The church must have clarity of mind.
教会一定要有一个清晰的思想。
That means that you must together have a Christian worldview of the world.
咁你哋作为基督徒要走埋一齐，要俾呢个世界睇到你哋嘅世界。
You must live your life with Christ and the cross as the centerpiece.
你要活你嘅生命以基督同埋佢嘅十架作你嘅中心。
Because that will show the world that there's hope.
因为咁样就俾个世界睇到有盼望。
You see.We're human beings. We are fallen. We are sinful.
我们是人，我们是有罪的。
Yet, we're redeemed sinners. Rescued sinners.
但我们作为罪人，我们被拯救，我们得到拯救。
That makes all the difference. All the difference in the world.
这个就是这个世界上面有一个分别。
Because you know, when you know you're loved, and when you know you're loved greatly,
如果你当你知道你是被爱，是大大的被爱的时候
，You'll be able to admit your faults.
你就能够去承认你自己的错误。
You'll be able to admit your weaknesses.
你就能够承认自己的软弱。
The message of the gospel is light to the world.
这个福音的经文是作为这个世界的光。
And it's a message that lights the path.In a dark world, to God.
是在这个世界作为一个光，引起让照明这条路去引去神那里。
How many of you are familiar with this letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthian church? How many? Can you see a show of hands?
你们有几多人是熟悉这一段的圣经的呢？
Okay, not many. Not many are familiar. Well, it's a letter that is percolating with issues that we wrestle with today.
这卷书里面是包含了很多的问题我们现在都会面对到的。
Did you know that the Corinthian Christians struggled with pride?
你知唔知哥林多教会嘅信徒系由喺呢、这个骄傲上边有挣扎
？Strife and division in the church
喺教会里边有分裂。
They struggled with false wisdom and hardness of heart.
有一个光眼嘅心，有一个错误假嘅智慧。
They were incest problems.
佢哋有乱伦嘅问题。
There were lawsuits against one another.
佢哋彼此去控告。
There were problems in their marriages, and there was divorce.
他们的婚姻上面有问题，他们有离婚的问题。
There was an abuse of spiritual gifts.
他们在错误的运用他们属灵的恩赐。
There was a lack of love.
有缺乏爱。
There was disorder in their public meetings.
在这个聚会里面有混乱。
And get this, they even denied the bodily resurrection.From the dead.
他甚至乎是拒绝承认肉身的复活。
The Corinthian letter is a letter for us today.
哥林多前书，哥林多这个书卷是给我们今天看的。
For instance, do you know the difference between worldly wisdom and godly wisdom?
例如你明明白这个属世的智慧和神的智慧有什么分别呢？
When you have to make a decision,In your household, is it full of godly wisdom or the world's wisdom?
当你在你的家庭里面做决定的时候，这个决定是不是充满着神的智慧，还是这个世界的智慧？
How about this question? Why is it so often that people of wealth and power and influence, they don't care one dime about God?
例如，为什么这个世界上有权、有势、有财力的人，他们都不去理关于神的事呢？
Does that make Christianity a religion for losers?
是不是变成这个基督教只是属于一些失败者的宗教呢？
How about this? What is the nature of authentic Christian ministry? What is authentic Christian ministry?
真实的基督徒的事工是什么？
What does it look like? What are its counterfeits?
是怎样的呢？如果是虚假的时候又是怎样呢？
What is the pattern of ministry that God's people are to imitate?
我们作为神的做神的事工的时候，我们应该是怎样做的？
And how does that differ from what we seem is right?
跟我们所看应该是对的时候有什么分别呢？
The Corinthian letter answers all of these issues and more.
哥林多的书信 都回答了这些问题。
Do you know what true biblical spirituality is? The Corinthian letters will tell you.
真正的属灵的生命是怎样的呢？
What does false spirituality look like? The Corinthian letter will tell you.
假的属灵的生命是怎样的呢？这个哥林多的书卷又会告诉你。
How about marriage? Is it for everybody? The Corinthian letters will tell you.
婚姻又是不是怎样呢？是不是属于每一个人的呢？这个书卷又会告诉你。
What is worship? What is a worship service? The Corinthian letters will tell you that.
崇拜是什么呢？哥林多书卷会告诉你。
And did Jesus really rise from the dead?
耶稣有没有真实的在死里面复活呢？
And why do Christians have to die too?
为什么基督徒又要死呢？
These are relevant issues. These are issues that you and I need to wrestle with.
这些问题跟你和我都是有关系。
That's why the powerful grace of God is necessary. It's necessary for the church now.
所以神的恩典的大能是需要的，我们的教会是需要。
As it was back then, and what it will be in the future.
正如以往他们需要，将来也都需要。
You see, the problems in Corinth are similar to our problems today.
对于哥林多教会面对的问题，同我们现在的问题差不多。
And the Corinthian church was a mess.
哥林多教会一塌糊涂。
They were self-centered.
他们自我中心。
Arrogant.
骄傲。
Immature in the faith.
在信心上面不成熟。
You know what arrogance is? Arrogance is, I know it all. I don't need to learn. I don't need to hear your sermon. I don't need to go to Sunday school. I don't need to go to small group. I don't need it. I know it all.
骄傲是什么呢？骄傲就是说我知道了，我不需要听你说，我不需要听讲道，我不需要上主日学，我不需要去小组，我知道了。
That's the epitome of arrogance.
这个是骄傲的象征。
That was the Corinthians' problem.
这个是哥林多教会的问题。
And why is that so?
为什么？
Well, hopefully in the weeks ahead you'll find out.
希望接下来这几个星期你会看到。
But we're not immune to those problems.
但我哋唔可以避免呢啲问题。
But you know what's amazing? That was the needle. You know what's amazing about these nine verses? Really, seriously, if you read them carefully, you know what's amazing? What sticks out?
有乜嘢咁奇妙咧？关于呢九节嘅经文
？It's incredible. Paul thanks God for the Corinthians. He thanks and praises God for the Corinthians.
奇妙嘅就系保罗为到呢啲哥林多人去感谢神，去赞美神。
Sorry, Mark, verse 4, thank you. I always thank God for you because of His grace given you in Jesus Christ. He thanks God for the Corinthians who are a mess. He thanks God for them.
第四句话，我常为你们感谢我的神，因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠。保罗去感谢神，为咗哥林多人。
Did you pick out in the text why he's thankful?
你有冇谂到点解佢要为呢啲人去感谢神？
Because he knows firsthand they belong to the King. They belong to his heavenly Father.
因为他第一身的知道这些人是属于神，属于天上的父亲。
Despite the problems, despite the strife, despite the pride,
无论他们有什么问题，有什么挣扎，有什么骄傲，
Paul is sure, he's sure that the Father loves them.
保罗肯定的知道天父是爱他们。
And so how can Paul be so sure?
那为什么保罗这么肯定呢？
Because he gave them the full, unabridged edition of the gospel.
因为保罗将这个福音完完整整的去告诉他们听。
They didn't get a corrupted version.
他们没有听到一个腐败的
full version of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
是一个完整关于耶稣基督的福音的版本。
This is what verse 6 is saying.
第六节就是这样说。
You see those words, testimony about Christ? That's shorthand. That's Paul's shorthand for the preaching of the gospel.
第六节他就说耶稣基督作的见证就是保罗所讲的福音。
That's the heart of his ministry. That's the heart of every ministry of the church. The preaching of the gospel is the heart of the church.
这个宣讲福音就是教会的核心，教会的事工的核心。
Nothing else. The heart of the church is the preaching of the gospel.
教会的中心就是宣讲这个福音。
It's the presentation of it, the explanation of it, the defense of it.
就是 去陈述这个福音，去捍卫这个福音。
And that's very unimpressive to the world.
但对这个世界来讲，这件是很不起眼的。
Because the world will say,What are you guys doing here? Preach the gospel. Why don't you just go feed the poor or do something useful?
因为这个世界会讲话，你哋喺度做乜嘢咧？你哋宣讲福音，你不如去做啲有用啲嘅嘢，去帮下啲穷人啊。
But Paul didn't forget the main thing that God required of him.
但系保罗冇忘记咗神要求佢做嘅一件重要嘅事。
How do we know that? Acts 18:11 says, this is the author of Acts describing the founding of the Corinthian church. He writes this, So Paul stayed for a year and a half teaching them the word of God.
使徒行传的作者第18章11节他们讲到说当哥林多教会成立的时候保罗留在这里一年半的时间去教导他们关于神的话语。
Paul chooses to summarize his year and a half starting the Corinthian church, to summarize it with these words, teaching them the word of God.
保罗一年半的时间在哥林多的事工就是总结为一句说话就是说 教导神的话语。
See, Paul is sure of the genuineness of the Corinthians as Christians.
所以保罗清楚知道哥林多人是真真正正的基督徒。
Because he knows that in his ministry, he taught them the gospel.
因为他知道在他的事工里面他教导他们福音。
He taught them the word of God.
他们将神的话语教导给他们。
Paul's confident.
保罗是很有信心。
That they got the real thing.
他知道他们得到这个真正的福音。
Because he saw the manifestation of the Holy Spirit of God and the people of God.
因为他看到神的灵在属他的人里面去彰显他的能力。
And that happens in a variety of ways.
在不同的层面上面出现。
In other words, when a person genuinely responds to the gospel, it's always a result of the Holy Spirit's work in that person's life.
所以当一个人去回应这个福音的时候，就是看到神 圣灵在这个人身上的工作。
And Paul had saw in a variety of ways the evidences of that very fact.
保罗也在不同的方面去看到这个证据。
He mentions, for instance, the presence and operation in verse 5 of all kinds of spiritual gifts.
例如第五节，他就看到哥林多人有不同的恩赐。
He alludes to that in verse 5. I gotta speak to Mike. I gotta hear verse 5. For in him you have been enriched in every way, and here's the alluding, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge.
在第五节里说，又因你们在他里面凡事富足，口才知识都全备。
You see, he's alluding to what he's going to unpack later. The speaking in tongues he was talking about. The interpretation of tongues. The prophesying. That speaking, that's knowing.
他就提到他跟着以后所讲的，就是讲到说讲方言讲预言。
But again, there's a variety of ways to know that the Holy Spirit is present.
但我们在不同的地方里面看到有圣灵的同在。
Paul is also thankful for the Corinthians because he knows that God will finish the work that God began.
保罗亦都为到哥林多人去感谢神，因为他知道神会去完成咗保罗开始嘅工作。
All believers have been set apart. They've been chosen. They've been distinguished to do what? To glorify God.
所有嘅信徒都被分别出嚟，要做乜嘢咧？要去荣耀神。
God will shower His love and mercy upon them.
神会倾到佢嘅恩典。
And this setting apart is not in it of itself a moral condition.
这个讲的不是只是一个道德上面的状况。
It's a description of one's position, legal position in Jesus Christ.
而是讲到一个人在一个合法的地位，在基督里面的地位。
That's what Paul means in verse 2 when he says sanctified, set apart. See that in verse 2?
所以保罗在第二节里面讲到成圣就是这样的意思。
Called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of the Lord, called to be holy.
他说就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召作圣徒的及所有处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人。
Now with that being said, this setting apart is tied in to our condition.
所以就说被分别出来成圣的就是讲到一个人的处境一个地位。
Because the Spirit of God accompanies a Christian.
因为神的灵是在信徒的里面。
The Spirit lives, in other words, in the Christian.
换句话说圣灵活在基督徒的生命里面。
Okay. I'm not referring to any Spirit. I'm referring to the Holy Spirit.
我不是讲到其他的灵我是讲到圣灵。
If you're a Christian, you are dailyincreasingly resembling the Lord Jesus.
如果你是基督徒的时候，你每日每日一点一点的更加似耶稣基督。
Because the Holy Spirit works to bring that to happen.
因为圣灵的工作就是要这样做。
Paul writes in verse 8, He will keep you what? Strong to the end. Keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在第八节，因为保罗讲话，他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督一日子无可责备。
And the key is in verse 9. Why is Paul so confident?
第九节就话，点解保罗系咁有信心
？God is faithful.
因为佢话神、
so、confident.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
In other words, Paul's confidence.That the Corinthians will change, will be more like Christ. It's not based on them.
所以保罗有信心话哥林多人佢哋会改变，会更加似耶稣基督，并唔系基于因为佢哋。
It's not based on the spiritual gifts he saw, which were very, very, illuminating.
亦都唔系话佢睇到哥林多人有咩嘅属灵嘅恩赐，虽然系真系佢哋有好多恩赐。
His confidence is not based on himself as an apostle.
他的信心也不是基于他自己作为一个使徒。
Paul's confidence is in God's ability to change your heart.
保罗的信心就是在于神能够改变他们的心。
To bring to completion what he began.
他能够完成他开始的工作。
Because God is the one who called you to fellowship with him.
因为是神去呼召你进入和他一起有团契。
That's why there's hope for Grace Church.
所以在恩约堂里面我们有盼望。
Now how does that help us today?
今天又可以怎样帮助我们？
Well, this passage underscores a very important point. You cannot despise the role of proclaiming the gospel and the teaching of God's word.
这段经文有一件事是很重要的，就是说我们不可以去忽略了去宣讲这个福音，教导福音。
You see, there are all sorts of ways that you can despise Bible teaching.
有很多的方法啲人可以去鄙视圣经。
Here's the most obvious one. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
最明显的就是说我不理，我不关心。
That's despising the teaching God's word. I don't care to hear it. I don't care.
这个就是说鄙视了神的话语，圣经的教导。
I don't care if there's a lack of it. I don't care if it's done poorly. I don't care.
有些人会说我不关心，我不理说我们教得多少，我不理说教得多差。
Because it doesn't matter.
因为他说没关系。
Bible teaching can be despised in many ways. You can hear sermons full of jokes and stories, and that's it.
你可能听到一些讲道，只是在讲笑话、讲故事。
Or you can hear sermons based on pop psychology. That's it.
你可能听到一些讲道是基于时下流行的心理学。
You know something equivalent to a spiritual pep rally? A pep rally is cheer, 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 cheer for my team.
你有听到有些讲道，有些人即是猛咁喺度打气啊，起哄咁样。
Yeah, I guess they don't have that. In, sorry. I got to contextualize that. Huh? Sorry. Blank on that. Sermon's short on substance.
一些没实质的讲道。
See, equally important, this passage underscores not only the importance of not despising the teaching of the word, but also, very importantly, not despising the church.
你嗰度嘅经文系讲咗一样嘢，就系话我哋唔可以鄙视圣经教导，亦都唔可以鄙视圣经教会。
Because I'm not as strong as Paul. It was up to me. I'd write the church off. So forget it.
我唔似保罗咁有信心。如果系我嘅时候，我就话删埋呢间教会啦，由佢啦。
Right? I look at the mess and say, forget it.
我睇到呢度一塌糊涂，我话由佢啦，唔好做啦。
But Paul doesn't do that.He does not do that. On the contrary, Paul understands that the church is the way God has chosen to work.
保罗睇到话呢个教会系神拣佢哋系咁样做。
God has chosen to use the church to accomplish His purposes.
神选择呢个教会去完成佢嘅工作，佢嘅目的。
So Paul doesn't despise the church. He shows that he loves the church.
佢俾人哋睇到保罗系爱教会。
Loves it in spite.
无论是多么一塌糊涂，但是他都爱教会。
And that should tell us something. Because we're part of the church.
我们是作为教会的一份子，我们要听清楚。
What was Paul's response when the church was a mess?
当教会是一团糟一塌糊涂的时候，保罗是什么反应？
Did he just ignore the mess?
保罗是不是说就这样不理那些一塌糊涂的事？
Did he just try to go elsewhere to establish something else?
他会不会只是去第二个地方再建立另一个教会呢？
No. Paul's response was to act on the belief and the hope that God told him.
没，保罗并没这样做，保罗反而是要行动，是正如去相信神会做他的工作。
God would work out His purposes through the church.
神会藉他的教会完成他的目的。
And Paul amazingly gives thanks for the very things which was the cause of the problems. He gives thanks for the very things which was the cause of the problems in the Corinthian church.
保罗不断地为到那些让这个教会产生问题那件事情去感谢神。
Because one of the key problems was what verse 5 said, the gifts of speech.Knowledge.
其中一个主要的问题就是第五节所讲到的，就是说讲方言的恩赐和智慧。
These things were horribly abused.
當時的人去濫用了這些恩賜。
It caused all manner of trouble.
產生了很多的問題。
Paul showing us that he recognizes the reality, the legitimacy of these spiritual gifts.
保羅承認到這些屬靈的恩賜的合法性。
And they're truly good, but they can be used for bad.
他們是好的，但是可以被用在一個錯誤的方向。
Good gifts can be used to be hurtful.
好的恩賜被用作來去傷害其他人。
And Paul's response to their gifts is not to just throw them out.
而保羅怎樣回應這些屬靈的恩賜，是不是就這樣丟掉它不要用呢？
His response is to call them to something greater.
他的回應就是說去呼召他們去一些更加高的層面。
Something more noble. Something more loving.
更加深層的愛。
You know, I would say Grace Church is a conservative church.
我可以說我們的教會是一個保守的教會。
But you know what? We, as conservative churches, have a problem. We tend to kind of domesticate our faith.
我們作為一個傳統保守的教會，我們這個問題，我們就是好像嘗試去控制了我們的。
In other words, we see an abuse in the past, and we just eliminate it.We don't wrestle with the issue. We just eliminate it. Just do away with it.
就好似譬如以前有呢個有啲嘅問題，我哋就會係盡量嘅防止佢。我哋唔再嘗試其他新嘅方法。
The problem of that is you don't grow. You don't grow. You don't become spiritual mature. You just whatever didn't work, just forget about it.
嗰個問題就係話我哋唔能夠成長。有啲乜嘢譬如以前唔啱用唔啱使嘅時候，我哋就抌咗佢。
As you read these nine verses, you need to see that Paul talked about the whole church, not just individuals. See, we have a tendency today, read the Bible, what's in it for me?
在这九节经文，保罗讲到是教会的整体，不是只是某一个人。我们今天看圣经的时候，我们就看到，我们很多时候都会看到说，哦，这段经文和我有没有关系呢？
So we go parts of the Bible, we assume,It's just about me.
我哋睇圣经嘅时候，嗰个部分我哋睇到话呢个圣经系只系对我讲嘅。
We can't do that.
我哋唔可以咁样睇。
Because you have to understand what the original author intended.
你因为你要明白到当时嘅作者佢嘅用意喺边一度。
And Paul sees the whole church is lacking in some spiritual gifts.
因为当时保罗睇到成个教会系缺乏咗某一啲嘅属灵恩赐。
See.You as individuals are very important. You have a gift to contribute to the church.
你作為一個個體，係作為教會嘅整體係好重要，因為你用你嘅恩賜令到教會係有益處。
But here's the catch. You don't have all the spiritual gifts. Therefore, you need the church.
但有一樣嘢就係話你冇曬所，你冇所有嘅恩賜，所以你需要教
會。We need one another. You need a preacher.You need someone who loves mercy.
我哋系彼此系需要嘅。你要有一个讲道嘅，你要有一啲人系做怜悯嘅。
You need someone who has the gift of service.
你要有啲系有恩赐嘅服侍嘅。
You need the church.
你要教会。
The church is absolutely necessary for the Christian. It's absolutely necessary for the world.
呢个教会作对于基督徒系需要，对于呢个世界亦都系需要。
You have to be connected.Because you don't have all the spiritual gifts. And if you're not connected, you're going to be undernourished.
你一定要彼此的连结，因为你没有所有的恩赐。如果你不是连结的时候，你就没有得到这个喂养。
That's part of the problem here. You're under-challenged.
我们的问题就是在这里，我们没有接受到挑战。
Your gifts are underused.
你没有运用到你的恩赐。
Because you're not connected. You're not connected with each one another.
你冇同彼此之間係聯繫。
See, that means you're severely disfigured and handicapped in the Christian faith.
所以你喺你嘅信徒嘅信心上邊係好似係被綁住。
Because you and I don't have all the gifts, you need each other.
因為你同我冇所有嘅恩賜，我哋需要大家。
So what's the obvious highest hope then that Paul has? What's the power? What's the hope?
咁保羅佢嗰個盼望喺邊度？
Paul obviously has the highest hope in what God can do amongst them.
保罗最高嗰个盼望就系话神喺佢哋嘅当中可以做嘅事情。
At the same time, as his letter progresses, you know what he does?
当呢、这个书卷继续讲落去嘅时候，佢做啲乜嘢？
He freely criticizes, very harsh words, criticizes the people.
佢去好自由嘅去批评其他嘅人。
You see, he's thankful for them, but then he shows them real love. And you know what real love is? I won't let you go astray.
他去为告为到这些人去感谢神，同样的他也都去去给他们看到真正的爱。真正的爱是什么呢？我不会给你走歪路。
See, that's the difference between worldly wisdom and godly wisdom.
这个就是我们世界的智慧和神的智慧的分别。
The world in a sense is plastic. It says loving people means accepting them. Accept them no matter what. Just accept them.
这个世界的智慧告诉我们，我们爱人是什么呢？我们就是接受他们，接受他们。
Without comment, without exception, just accept them.
我们不会做什么批评，我们只是接受他们就可以了。
And the fallacy of that is, either you have to totally embrace what they and what they believe, that's showing love.
但是那个错误的地方就是什么呢？就是你就会接受到他们相信的东西，他们的意见，他们所做的。
And the world says, if you don't do that, and it accuses the church,then you're not loving.
但你而呢个世界讲咩？如果你唔系咁样做嘅时候，你就唔系爱啦，就好似佢哋指责教会一样。
But that's not what Paul shows us here. What love really is.
保罗俾我哋睇到爱唔系咁样。
Because Paul's thankful for the Corinthians, and yet he feels free to tell them his great disappointment and anger. His anger at them.
保罗为到佢哋去感谢神，同时间嘅保罗。是憤怒，保羅是批評他們。
Because that's what real love is. That's what real love does.
因為真正的愛做的就是這樣。
Because that's what we're called to do here. To show real love.
神呼召我們也是這樣，我們要去顯示我們真實的愛。
You need to, so you contribute to the good of the world if you help stop the sin.Right. How are you going to help stop sin?
如果你帮助去制止这个罪的时候，你就对这个世界有贡献。你怎样阻止这个罪？
Do you ignore it?
你是不是不理他呢？
Do you let that person then go to the next person and destroy them?
你是不是让那个人去到第二个人去继续去犯罪？
How do you stop sin then? You confront in love.
你怎样阻止这个罪呢？你就是要凭着爱去跟他对质。
You tell them.That's going to kill you. That's going to destroy the world.
你告诉他们，这个罪会杀死你，会去毁灭这个世界。
Otherwise, you're contributing to the sin.
如果不是，你就是一起去加剧这个罪。
Finally, notice that one big problem with the Corinthians is that they believe they were okay. They believe they arrived spiritually. They were confident already in what they had.
哥林多人另外一个最大的问题就是说，他们以为他们的属灵的状况很好，他们很成熟，他们 OK。
As I mentioned earlier, that's the epitome of arrogance.
正如我之前所讲的，这个就是骄傲。
It hinders your humble willingness to learn.
这件事阻止了你去谦卑的去继续学习。
But not all of us have that problem.Some of us go to the other extreme.
我们不是所有人都有这个问题，有些人会去到另一个极端。
We don't think we arrive spiritually, we think we're scared of the monster. The monster that's inside us.
我们以为我们未够属灵成熟，我们去怕我们生命里面仍然有一个怪物在里面。
And you're wondering, is God really going to do victory in my life over this sin?
我们就想，究竟神是不是真的让我在这个罪孽上面可以去帮助我去得胜呢？
How long, Lord? How long am I going to battle?
主要我还要去斗争要多久呢？
Paul has the answer. Whether you're at one extreme, not willing to learn, or the other extreme, afraid that God's not doing enough.
对于这个两个极端，一个极端是你不去学习，另一个极端就是说你怕神不会帮助你的时候，保罗有一个答案。
The benefits are in verses 4 to 9. There are three benefits listed there.
有三个益处在第四至第九节列出来。
Three dimensions to the benefits.
有三方面。
Our past is already taken care of, he says there.
他说我们的以往我已经是搞定了。
Our present is provided for, he says there.
我们的现在神已经供应。
And our future is assured.
而我们的将来是有这个确据。
See, God can't coexist with guilt.
这个恩典不能够同这个罪疚感是同时存在。
Grace would not be grace if God said, I will save you if you don't sin.
如果神说如果你不犯罪我就救你这个并不是恩典。
If you and I keep from sinning, we don't need grace. We don't need God.
如果你和我能够去不再犯罪的时候我们就不需要这个恩典我们不需要神。
We would merit, we would deserve salvation.
我们会觉得我们是配得值得赚到这个救恩。
But that's not what the Bible teaches.
但是圣经不是这样教。
The grace of God taught in the Bible involves what? Unmerited, undeserved, permanent forgiveness.
圣经所教的恩典就是这个不配得永远的饶恕。
You see, whether you acknowledge it or not, we have a problem. That's why the world's a mess. We are the problem.
无论你承认与否，我哋都有个问题，所以呢个世界系一塌糊涂，因为我哋系个问题。
You can't escape that fact.
你唔能够逃避呢个现实。
You can't atone for that fact.
你唔能够去帮助去救赎。
Because God is a holy God, He's a just God.
因为神系一个圣洁嘅神，一个公义嘅神。
That means He can't just turn away from the sin.
所以你唔能够净系同呢个罪去行开。
Somebody's got to pay.Someone's got to pay.
有人一定要付上这个代价。
Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death.
这个罗马书所讲的罪的工价就是死。
But Paul doesn't stop there in that same verse. But the gift of God, the gift of God, the gift of God, he says, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
但保罗并没在那里停下来，他继续所讲的就是说神的恩典，神的恩典就是耶稣基督里面有永恒的生命。
Right, Christ is the hope. He fulfills the demands that God required.
基督就是这个盼望，他履行了神的要求。
He takes your penalty, your sin penalty upon himself on the cross.
他将你那个要付上的代价放在他自己身上，在十架上面给了出来。
He lives the perfect righteous life you ought to have lived.
他活了一个你应该要活的完全公义的生活。
And gives it to you.He says, I'm doing that for you.
他这样做，然后将这件事给了你。
Like, who would ever come? Who would leave heaven and come to this place? If they didn't have to, who would do that?
谁会甘愿离开个天堂来到这个世界是为你自己呢？
Who would want to suffer? None of us want to suffer. Who in their right mind would want to suffer?
谁会想受苦的呢？你不会想受苦，谁会想？
But that shows the great love of God.He does that for you.
但是这样就让我们看到神的爱是怎样，他这样做是为你的。
And says, no conditions attached. You just receive. You just accept. You're the hand of a beggar. I just give it to you.
他也说这个是没有附带的条件，因为你是那个要乞求的，我们就这样就给了你。
That's the power. That's the power of God's grace.
这个就是神的恩典的大。
Because not only is your sins forgiven, God's grace enriches your life.
不单止你的罪去得到赦免，神的恩典令到你的生命丰富。
He gives you what you need to live for Him.
他给你需要的去为他而活。
To serve others, He'll give you what you need.
你可以去服侍其他人，你需要的他都给你。
You can share the truth. You can do that.
你只是单靠你自己，你不能够做。
You have access to God's wisdom, God's insight.
你要去得到神给你的智慧。
You can discern things in your life for the good of God.
你不能够单靠自己去明辨生命里面的事情。
You know that word in verse 6, confirmed, means you have something settled. Confirmed means settled in your convictions.
在第六節裡面他說 在你们心里边得以坚固，系嗰个坚固嘅字系乜嘢
？In other words, you know it for certain. There's no uncertainty.
系你肯定嘅。
He says, if you believe, you'll have that assurance.
佢话如果你相信嘅时候，你就有呢个证据，有确嘅。
You'll have the glorious hope.
你就有呢个荣耀嘅盼望。
You have something to look forward to.
你有啲嘢你系可以去盼望。
Despite the present difficulties.
无论现状是怎样几咁困难
，because Christians look forward to the day when the Lord will come and will come to end all suffering.
因为基督徒去盼望嗰一日耶稣基督再翻嚟，再翻嚟嘅时候，所有嘅困苦亦都会去停止。
You know, I don't know if most of your neighbors are away this weekend.Do you have Monday off, or am I just? Do you have Monday off usually?
星期一星期三。
Fourth of July Sunday. Do you have Monday off, anyone?
好少好少。
好少。Okay. See, the reason I ask that is three-day weekends. Most likely, people are away because we live in an escapist society. We don't want to deal with reality. We just want to go on vacation.
在呢个长嘅假期里边，我哋都好多时都想去离开去度假，去松弛一下。
Right, we avoid facing ourselves.
有啲人系为咗系要去逃避，唔去面对。
And that's so apparent in this world because we're good at blaming other people. We blame our problems on others.
好多时我哋去赖其他人，我哋嘅问题咧，我哋就去赖其他人。
I just did that this week. Blame my spouse. Blame my spouse my problems.
今个礼拜我做咗啦，唔好约我做。
You might blame your boss.
可能你去赖你嘅上司。
You might blame the government.
去赖政府。
The list goes on and on. You're good at blaming people.
你好容易嘅去将呢个责任去推卸俾其他人。
The Christian knows that, and repents and believes in the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ.
但基督徒知道他们要去悔改，要去相信耶稣基督他完全的公义。
The Christian doesn't pretend that the world is all nice.
基督徒不会去假装这个世界是很美好、很完整。
The Christian knows the world is under the wrath of a holy God.
基督徒知道这个世界是一个愤怒的神的手里。
It's under the wrath because of us. We're sinners.
在愤怒的神的手里面，因为我们是罪人。
But the Christian also knows that Jesus is coming again.
但基督徒也都知道耶稣基督会再回来。
And he will obliterate all the sin, all the death.
他会终止所有的罪和死亡。
Because the Lord God is God.
因为神我们的主他是神。
And he's willing to come. Willing to save people like you.
他愿意来，他愿意救你同埋救我。
That's the hope that we have.
呢个就系我哋所有嘅盼望。
Are you going to give up? Are you going to give up on Grace Church?
你系咪就咁放弃咧？放弃呢个恩约堂
？Because if you give up on Grace Church, you're giving up on God.
因为如果你放弃恩约堂嘅时候，你就放弃咗神。
I'm not saying that Grace Church is going to exist forever.
我唔系话恩约堂会永久嘅存在。
You know, the way I looked at it, we might not exist till October.
我哋咁样睇，我咁样睇嘅时候，我哋可能未必系可以存在几个月。
But God knows. Is your confidence in Him? He knows what's best. Are you going to give up? Even if Grace Church falls, God is God.
神知道，你系咪就咁样放弃咧
？Father, thank you for your word, for the power of the gospel.
天父，我哋感谢你，感谢你福音嘅大能。
Thank you for one another.
我哋为彼此去感谢。
For your people.
为到你嘅人。
Despite the mess.
无论系几咁一塌糊涂。
Oh Lord, give us the heart of Paul.
主要俾我哋有保罗嘅心。
Who had the faith to give thanks for the Corinthians.
佢有信心为到哥林多人去感谢。
And had the guts to tell them what was wrong.
佢哋就膽量講俾佢聽有咩問題。
Because his confidence was in you.
因為佢嘅信心喺你嘅裏邊。
Because what you started, you'll complete.
因為你所開始嘅，你會完成。
That's our blessed hope.
呢個係我哋嘅盼望。
I pray that you would instill that hope in each of your people here.
我求你将呢个盼望摆喺你嘅人里边。
And I pray if people don't have that hope, that they would get that hope now.
我哋又祈祷，如果佢哋冇呢个盼望嘅时候，让佢哋有呢个盼望。
I ask that for Jesus' sake. Amen.
奉基督耶稣嘅名。